All right, Bill Bartee, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. Why don't you get outside and take a little stroll on a greenway?
Hey, I'm going to push my daughter on her bicycle down the old greenway.
Can you bicycle on greenways?
Yes, sir. I think so. I know you can walk them. I know you can run them. I guarantee you can bike them as well.
Can I horseback ride on them?
We'll find out. Boy, you might make the scene. We have some statues on some of our greenways, I know, of people on horseback.
That's right. Captain Jack taking off.
We're going to find out about greenways, why they're important, especially and specifically why greenways are important for Mecklenburg County. Our next guest is the president of Greenways for Mecklenburg, greenwaysformec.org. Ed Barnhart, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Don. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about it.
Well, we might ask you the dumbest questions you've ever been asked, but why are greenways important? Why are they important to Mecklenburg specifically?
Well, you know, for years and years, we've always had these corridors through the county that protect our watershed, our source of drinking water throughout the county. Greenways now activate those areas and allow us in a very minimal way to activate those areas in a little, you know, we don't disturb the area, we don't disturb the watershed, but we do let our citizens get out there and use these beautiful corridors with these trails and paths that we put along these corridors. And if you've ever been out on one, I think you're an advocate for one because they're terrific and people really enjoy them.
Is there another side to the coin? It seems to me that greenways are easy to be for, kind of easy to advocate for, but what are the misgivings of greenways?
Well, they are easy to advocate for because I think the folks that and then there have been some misgivings over the years. I've been involved in this effort for probably 17 to the 18 years I've been back in Charlotte. And I will tell you, the tide has turned. I feel like the tide has turned tremendously. When I first got involved, we only had pretty much the greenway at McAlpine. And people really didn't know what the word meant. Now we have 42 miles of trails throughout the county. And the more people we get out on them, I think a lot of those misgivings go away. They see how they can connect people, neighborhoods, destinations. It's all about just getting out there and enjoying this city that is such a beautiful city. You know, look at today and the last week and the great weather that we've had. This is a great opportunity to get out and enjoy nature. And I think when people can take their kids out there, and yes, you can ride your bikes on them, and yes, you can walk and you can run, and you can take your strollers out there and you can meet people you've never met before, I think it's a great unifier and a really great opportunity in this great city.
How is the land procured for a greenway? I mean, some of these seem like they might run on sewer easements and things, and some seem like they might be on private property.
Well, a lot of it is, well, the definition of greenways are pretty much in floodplain, floodway areas in the county. And a lot of that land has been either procured through donation, rezoning, and when that is not the case, then we actually go in and the county will go in there and purchase that property from the landowner and to connect those. But we get it through various ways, but most usually it's through a rezoning or donation.
Now, there's a lot of different organizations involved with greenways. Are they working together? How does this all happen? There's the Thread Trail and so on and so forth?
Well, that's a great question, and I think that's a natural question. Specifically, we hear now of the Cross Charlotte Trail. That's a collaborative effort between the city and the county. And I, as a citizen, am very happy for that. I think the Cross Charlotte Trail is a terrific idea. The county and the city are working together. The city's taking on certain portions of the Little Sugar Creek Greenway, specifically Tyvola to Brandywine. The rest of that greenway is being built by the county. And then as we progress north from Cordelia, that is being taken over by a city-county collaborative effort. The Carolina Thread Trail, that is a 15-county effort to build trails throughout the metropolitan area in Charlotte and metropolitan. And we are working very hard, and they are a partner with us, and we are a supporter of them. Not all the greenways in Mecklenburg County are part of the Carolina Thread Trail. Little Sugar Creek is, Long Creek, many others, but not all of them are. The 200 miles that we have in the county, some of them are just part of our county system, and some of them are part of the Thread system. But we are very supportive of them, and they are very supportive of us.
Now, one of the problems that I've become aware of with greenways, and I don't know if there's an answer to this, but I have to ask, what y'all going to do about parking, man? We're out of parking on the greenways.
Well, I will tell you, by definition, we want people to walk and ride the greenways. And I know the fact that we have a parking issue, as I guess, is a good thing. But what we're hopeful for is we expand that 42 miles that we have right now to 200 miles, and then you got one next to your house, and you got that one near your neighborhood, and you can walk to it, and you don't have to get in that car and drive to it. In the meantime, we do have parking on some of the trailheads, most of the trailheads, and that is part of the funding issue that we deal with, is to build those things. But we're hopeful in the future that we won't need so many of those.
Well, it certainly points out how popular they are and how successful they've been.
Yes, they definitely are. And that's where we're going with this Greenways for Mecklenburg. It is a new nonprofit foundation. It is a grassroots foundation, or organization, I should say, that is focused on trying to get all this support that we have, and I see it every day, and it's growing, to really push in a focused way to do exactly what our name says, build greenways in Mecklenburg County and do it sooner. And the issue a lot of times, as it is in most things, is money. And we are looking for ways to advocate. We have great support from our county commissioners, our city council, and our county manager and city manager. But we're looking for more ways that we can advocate and push and show these elected officials that we have this grassroots support, and that and we want those people to call and advocate and write to their county commissioners and city councilmen and women and ask them to increase the funding so we can build out this system sooner. I mean, can you imagine, I like to say this, can you imagine a city in the U.S. that has 200 miles of greenway trails in the city? I don't know of another city in this country that has that.
I don't either. If you're just joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors, our guest is Ed Barnhart. He's the president of Greenways for Mecklenburg, and we're learning about the greenway system in Mecklenburg County and its promotion. And so oftentimes on the Carolina Outdoors, we come at this from a recreational standpoint. But, Ed, let me ask you two questions. It sounds like greenways are good just for normal everyday transportation as they become developed. And do they enhance property values if you have a home alongside something that is a greenway?
Well, those are two great questions, and I did not mention the other alternative. Not only are they for recreation and meeting your neighbors and just getting out and enjoying the outdoors, but they are an alternative transportation system. Some of our funding has come from alternative or transportation organizations. Many people use them to ride their bikes, to ride to work, that is a great opportunity for us to expand that system as an alternative transportation system. As far as property values go, we've done numerous studies across the nation on greenways, and UNCC did a study several years ago about addressing property values, and what we found is it does. It increases property values in the proximity and adjacent to those greenways. And as this system grows and as the information gets out there, more and more people see this as a positive amenity and are looking for housing that is within proximity of these greenways. I've got an interesting statistic in front of me. I talked to a friend down at the Swamp Rabbit Trail down in Greenville, and they have a little, it's an infogram that was put out by their business journal. And their one trail that they have down there, and they're showing a $6.7 million positive economic impact on their community just from that one trail that they have. And I think it's similar here in Mecklenburg County. You find the same types of things.
Well, congratulations on that Cordelia Park portion opening up almost a half a mile. Ed Barnhart, president of Greenways for Mecklenburg, thanks for being on with the Carolina Outdoors.